We live in what scientists call the universe. The universe. Of course, we live on planet Earth with our own little solar system and in the Milky Way galaxy, and to be sure, we, the Earth, are part of something much, much larger, unbelievably larger, which we call the universe. The definition of universe is most interesting. All existing matter and space considered as a whole. All existing matter, that is everything there is, everything. All substance, all tangible things. And the universe comprehends all of the space around the matter, all of it. The dictionary says that all of this existing matter and space considered as a whole is the cosmos. Whether we use the term universe or cosmos, all that there is really incomprehensible, don't you think? At least to our little human minds. I tell you, you look out into space and you simply cannot comprehend the largeness, the grandeur of what's there. All human minds, not just yours and mine, but even brilliant men like Einstein, Hawkins, and modern-day physicists Alan Guth and André Lind, these brilliant men and women, of course, physicists and astronomers can know much more about the universe than you or I. But they do not begin to understand or comprehend all of it. It really is wondrous to behold, is it not? And to comprehend what's out there, assuming we even bother to do that. We seem so caught up with cell phones and social media that so many have probably never bothered to look at more of what is out there through a telescope, much less comprehend how the universe happened and who made it. The universe is believed to be at least 10 billion light years in diameter. And in that incomprehensible space, the universe contains a vast number of galaxies. Not only does it exist as it is, but the universe continues to expand ever since its creation. The next time you look into the heavens and see the stars, remember how much more there is out there, up there, and beyond. More than our finite minds can ever begin to comprehend. The human mind thinks in terms of origins. If something, anything exists, that something must have been created. Someone or something must have made it happen. The concept of cause is at work. And with regard to the universe, we think in terms of there being a first cause. A first cause which created all things, all matter, all space, and all time. It is fascinating to contemplate who or what is that first cause. Most physicists and astronomers believe in what they term the Big Bang. The Big Bang. That was a nuclear explosion, in simple terms, hundreds of millions of times more powerful than any nuclear explosion with which we are familiar, which scattered the matter that existed throughout space and formed, among other things, our universe, and so much more. It was the so-called initial act of creation, birthed all existence, including all that we know and where we live. Scientists believe that the Big Bang occurred some 14 billion years ago. 14 billion years ago. That's a time span utterly incomprehensible to my mind. Is it to yours? But scientists do not know who or what made the Big Bang happen. The creator of creation, and they wrestle with that today, and perhaps always will. They and we look for explanations, understanding first with scientific explanations, hard evidence, so to speak, and as well through religious and philosophic interpretations, hoping to know how the universe was created and by whom it was created, and perhaps most importantly, why it was created. Most doubt we human beings will never really know for sure, because the more we know, the more there is we do not know. The origin of the universe is perhaps the most compelling question mankind can ask. As one astronomer said, what happened at the Big Bang or before the Big Bang, is an irresistible question, but one that for now, for science, it lies in the realm of the purely speculative. In other words, we don't know. But now scientists believe that there is something more than the universe, at least the one we presumably know. In fact, say astronomers, there may be many universes, many, perhaps even thousands, or maybe millions, millions of universes. Can you fathom that? The possibility of which has led them to invent the term multiverse. Multiverse. Universe, that's one. Multiverse, that's many, many, many more. The existence of innumerable and unfathomable numbers of universes. Just, I can't comprehend it. Cosmology then expands the potentiality of matter and space and recognizes that what is constantly expands and exists beyond our comprehension as it expands. And they term the ever-expanding the inflationary universe, which as a result of that inflation invents the multiverse. The multiverse, many, many, many universes. The potentiality of millions more ever expanding. Wow, what a creator this must be. Physicists and astronomers continue to discover. There is now the world's most powerful telescope located in Geneva, Switzerland. This unbelievable instrument allows scientists to see so much more deeply into space and identify new matter. In fact, recently, seven alien worlds about the size of Earth have been discovered, orbiting a tiny star nearby to our Earth, never before observed. Isn't that amazing? Six of those seven alien worlds appear warm enough that liquid water, necessary for life, of course, could exist on their surfaces. This tiny star the scientists called TRAPPIST-1. TRAPPIST-1, the dwarf star, which is located about 40 light years from Earth in the constellation Aquarius. The discovery of TRAPPIST-1 and the seven Earth-sized planets orbiting it adds to mounting evidence that billions, billions of such worlds may exist in the Milky Way galaxy alone. Billions! For us, the common man, and perhaps even for astronomers, comprehending what is and what it means becomes perhaps even more incomprehensible. What is unlimited. It's infinite. It's inflationary. It's ever-expanding. It never ends. Worlds and worlds without end. Incredible, is it not? But inevitably, theology and religion enter the debate, and they should. Surely, say theologians and philosophers, there must be a higher intelligence. And this higher intelligence would be responsible for the creation of all that exists, a first cause, which we and our theoretical physicists can never really know or understand. Many such astronomers and physicists are willing to consider, even debate, first cause. That is, philosophy and religion, along with the hard evidence of science, working together to understand, in order to have a complete picture of what is and who made it happen. The originator of the Big Bang. Wow, what a thought. Such scientists have even debated the laws of physics on the one hand with God's happiness. Isn't that interesting terminology? God's happiness. If in fact a true first cause could have such an emotionality. Physicists have also discussed the possibility of a physical consciousness field. A physical consciousness field. Perhaps they wrestle with the analogy of our very own human consciousness to that of the God of the universe, having in fact some kind of similar consciousness. And some such physicists have even speculated about the quantum mechanics of the Big Bang, which might indicate the possibility of life after death and resurrection. Incredible, coming from a scientific mind, is it not? Without any theological inclinations whatsoever? Life after death and resurrection. Too much energy, too much happening, too much recycling of all things, so that maybe there really is no death. Fascinating stuff, don't you think? Ultimate questions in search of answers. And yet another ultimate matter. Said one astronomer, You have to have some sort of theory that applies to the era before the Big Bang. Theories abound, but it seems so difficult for physicists and astronomers to use the word God. Isn't that interesting? Especially God as first cause, creator of all things, much less a God we can know. So many simply just can't take that leap of faith and recognize a God creator, much less a personal one who in fact can be known. So, there is that era before the Big Bang, more than 14 billion years ago. That's when astronomers say it happened. The fundamental question is, what was that era like? What happened before the Big Bang? And more importantly, who or what made it happen? Then, of course, comes the Big Bang, the force of which scattered all matter and formed all universes, the multiverse. How did that happen, and who did it? I ask those questions over and over again, for they are the ultimate questions. In the midst of all that creation activity, ultimate origins at work, comes our very own universe, one of many. Our cosmos began. Galaxies and constellations were formed. Our solar system was originated, and planet Earth was originated, and the Big Bang explosion produced our sun, our moon, and our fellow planets like Jupiter, Mars, Venus, and Saturn, among others. From origins infinitely incomprehensible, occurring billions upon billions of years ago, there came into being a specially formed mass of matter we know as planet Earth, where life as we know it began, where we so-called human beings were originated, in that vast series of origins, creations, expansions. From an inflationary universe, there came life, our life, you and me, planet Earth, the life we know, and you and me, were part of the creative acts of the originator of all things, and we call that originator the God of the universe. So, here we are, all of us humankind, here we are in space and time, with a special form of life given to this planet Earth and to us by the God creator of our universe. We are some kind of end result of this creation, God's creation, and here we are. And so we are left to ask the question, can we know this God creator originator? Can we? Can we know him? Can we know God by evidence? By hard scientific evidence, observable, testable, rational evidence? Many scientists think we can, at least to the point where we recognize a first cause, a higher intelligence. And some, a growing number of them, the scientists, think that we can theologically know this God, that the consciousness, the personality, the so-called consciousness field, which existed before the Big Bang and now exists in us, can allow us to know this God and relate to him and be one with him now in this life and even life after death and resurrection. So many scientists are beginning to believe that way. What fascinating possibilities, don't you think? Perhaps all of these originations, these creations, this God creator at work culminated for us in the birth, life, and death, and resurrection, how about this one, of Jesus Christ. Perhaps all that is can be summarized, ultimately fulfilled in the Christ of glory, the cosmological Christ. He then, and all that he is and represents, is the key, the tie to this great creator. To know him, the Jesus of Nazareth and the Christ of glory, is to know the great originator, we think and we believe, the God of the universe. This God, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, ultimate knowledge and ultimate understanding of the world's greatest cosmological questions, this God, the Father, has given us a Son, Jesus Christ. Can you fathom that? The originator, the creator of all things, 14 billion years ago, making happen the Big Bang, now comes to this earth in the form of a son, our Lord Jesus Christ. So, you could say that the cosmological answer, the ultimate truth, is Easter is the answer. So, my friends, be full of joy as you celebrate Easter and all that it means next week, for it answers all of the questions about the era before the Big Bang. And even the Big Bang itself, and everything, everything which happened thereafter, so we believe. My dear Aunt Esther Eden, long now since with her Lord, a loving poet at heart, wrote these words, I walk at night beneath majestic skies, and know behind them is a God all wise, who pinned all stars, each in its lonely place, and wrapped them each in its very own special space. She went on to proclaim that this God is so wonderful, saying so beautifully, O Lord my God, how wonderful thou art, how wonderful, wonderful thou art. And the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ is indeed that very wonderful, loving Creator. So, my friends, be joyful, be amazed, be wondrous, be thankful, especially at this Easter time, but always knowing and believing that you can have a personal relationship with the God of the universe, and that very same God, the God of the multiverse, this very first cause, this higher intelligence, this author of the Big Bang, this creator of millions and millions of universes, the originator of the multiverse, this loving, wonderful, personal Father God is indeed the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ.